Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari Nimi Marasi Shayichyu. Le Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Shmuel. Maris Chana Bas Yona. Maris Malta Chana Bas Meir Zev. And we are going to be learning in the Yitzhak Shem about Parshas Vayishlach. We are continuing the amazing series of Shiurim on Shabbos and Shvius and the Parsha based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi, Rav Hadari, Zichrono Livracha. Prat Ofyani Biyoter L'Shmirat Shabbat Nirmaz B'Farshatenu. In our Parsha, we have a characteristic detail of Shabbos alluded to that is Vayichan et Pnei Ha'ir Rashi Bereishit Rabbah נכנס בערב שבת עם דמדומי חמה וקבע תחומין מבעוד יום. He entered an ערב Shabbos with דמדומי חמה as the sun was setting and he was קובע תחומין מבעוד יום. He established the Tchum Shabbos. Ha'amra sheshimer Yaakov et ha-Shabbat kodem shenitna. You see, Yaakov is concerned with Tchum Shabbos. So it must be that Yaakov Avinu was shomer Shabbos before it was given. And look also in the Torah Shleiman Bereish Islam Gimel Osamach Gimel. And we already had a shir in the Shemot Raya, Parashat Vayishlach, from the year 1929, and also Michtav Melio, volume 2, page 224. This inyan of Yetziah and Hotzah b'Shabbos is unique to Shabbos. And that's why Masechet Shabbos begins with Inyanei Hotzah. So emerges from the Maharal in the Chidushei Gur Aryeh and Masechet Pesachim, and in the formulation of Maran Baal HaPachad Yitzchak, B'Chanukah Ma'amar Gimel, Hashem Shabbat Mityachesu Yoter El HaMiyuchad Shebo, Hu Melechet Hotza'ah. Shabbos relates to what's unique about it. What's most unique about Shabbos is Hotza'ah, and therefore Hotza'ah will define Shabbos, as Maran talks about in his Maimer. אז מכאן מסתבר ייחודו של יעקב הקובע תחומין אצל שבת. בחינת שמירת שבת של יעקב מתייחסת לפן המיוחד, פן המקום שבמקדש הזמן. יעקב שמיר שבת relates to Hotzah, relates to תחום, not going out of the Shabbos boundary, and that is unique. In other words, Shabbat, Yaakov's Shabbos is not about not lighting a fire. Not that he lit a fire, but that's not what characterizes the Shabbos, what defined the Shabbos. Not that he didn't write, but rather that Yaakov Avinu was kovei tchumen. That relates to the pan hamakom, space in this sanctuary of time. In the Prit Tzadik and Vayishlach Ostes, it says in the name of Reb Tzadik, Kava Makom B'Kedusha, Me'en Kedushat Shabbat. He established the place in holiness like the Kedusha of Shabbos. So, the place was sanctified. על מטבע שבתי זה, המשמש בשני צדדיו, הזמן והמקום, כתוב בשבתה של ירושלים פרק ב'. הדבר טעון הסבר. שבת, שכולה רוחנית, מעולם שכולו שבת, מה עניינה אצל מקום? היא שמתייחסת לערכי הזמן, מה טיבה במושגי המקום? So we have now that Shabbos is holiness in time, but there's also the holiness of space. That Yaakov was koveya tchumen. He made this space for Shabbos. So Yaakov's Shabbos relates to tchum, relates to space. So Rabbi Dari Zichrono Levracha has an article, Shabbata Shel Yerushalayim, where he discusses this. How can Shabbos, which is completely ruchni, coming from the world that's Kulo Shabbos, what does it have to do with space? Shabbos is so holy, it's above space. Shabbos is time, it's holiness in time. What is it doing by space? And even though the Meharal in the Sefer HaTiferet, Perek Chavav writes, Shezman u'makom him inyan echad kayadu lemevinim, that time and space are really one matter, one concept, as those who understand the deeper secrets of creation know, it is worthy of us to try to think about this and understand this. It's rooted in Divrei Torah. It says in the Torah, Al yetzei ish mimkomo b'yom hashvi'i. You're not allowed to go out of your place on the seventh day. And in the Zohar HaKadosh, Lamadnu sheperusho mimakom hahu שראוי ללכת, דהיינו מחוץ לכל העיר, וזהו סוד שכתוב, כי המקום אשר אתה עומד עליו, אדמת קודש הוא, מקום יקר של קדושה, אשרי חלקו מי שזכה ליקר את השבת. We learn, this is obviously a translation, that perish to that place, from that place it's worthy to go. In other words, from that place where it's worthy to go, from outside of the whole city. And that is the secret, that it's written, that the place you are standing is holy earth, a dear place of holiness. Fortunate is the portion of somebody who merits to honor the Shabbos. That's what it means. Ayetze ish mimakom o biyom hashvi means mimakom ahu sheroi laleches. From that place that it's worthy of going. In other words, from outside of the whole city. And that is the secret. The place you are standing is holy earth. And that's a holy place of Kedusha. It's a dear place of Kedusha. Fortunate is your portion, somebody who is zoche to honor Shabbos. What does that mean? So the explanation of this Zohar HaKadosh is in Midrash of Chachamim and the Bechin of Yaakov. It says, La'asid lavo, asidim umas ha'olam la'alos lahar, marom harim, the Bechinas Yaakov shebo. Lo ka'avram shekro har, ולא כי יצחק שקרו שדה, אלא כי יעקב שקרו בית, שנאמר לכו ונעלה אל בית אלוקי יעקב. אברהם אבינו קולד הר הבית זהר, יצחק קולד את הפילד, יעקב קולד את ההום, as it says, let us go up to the house of the God of Yaakov. Yaakov is a house. Yaakov is the Bechir Shebaavos. He builds himself a house after he concludes his battle with Esav, or even Mobayis. We don't find by Avram, we don't find by Yitzchak, who go from place to place in their tents. He comes there as Canaan. He is Chones Pnei Ha'ir. Vayichan is Shabbos. making the Trum Shabbos, he's building his house again. He is Kone Shvisa. He acquires this place that this is where he's going to rest. And he's Tochen Trumin. And now he can't go out of the Trum. And that the Torah alluded to in the Kesher of Yaakov to Shmira Shabbos, that he made a Trum, that he made this place holy. He didn't go out of this place. Al Yetze Ish Mimakomo B'Yom HaShvi'i. You sanctify the place. This place is Admas Kodesh, as the Zohar Kodesh says. That is explicit in the words of Ben Amos of Yeshayahu. Im tashiv mi Shabbat raglecha, if you don't go on Shabbos, you stay in your place, then v'hachalticha na'achalat Yaakov avicha, I am going to feed you the inheritance of Yaakov, your father. And Rabbi Yochanan explains in the name of Rabbi Yossi, kol ha'me'aneg et ha'shabbat, notnim lo nachala b'li meitzarim. Anybody who is ma'aneg Shabbos is given a nachala without meitzarim, is given an unlimited nachala, without boundaries, without borders. Lo ke Avraham v'Yitzchak shenachalu et ha'aretz b'mida, ela ke Yaakov shekatuv bo ufaratzta. So if you properly are ma'aneg Shabbos, you're going to get the nachla of Yaakov. What's the nachla of Yaakov? Ufaratzta, yama, kedma, safoina, vanegba. You're going to spread out. You're going to expand north, south, east, west. This is very difficult to understand. Yaakov is the Miyuchad Sheba Avos. He left the Harim, the Sados that he received from his Avos, and he went to the Bayis. He wasn't interested in Avram's Har and Yitzchak Sadeh. He went to the Bayis, like the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim. Yaakov Shekaro Bayit. Why is his Nachala a Nachala B'limei Tzarim? Moreover, the whole Iker of Shmirah Shabbos that was said by Yaakov is establishing tchumin and establishing boundaries that limit. And the schar is a nachala b'limei tzarim, is an inheritance without boundaries, breaking through all of the boundaries, unlimited. It emerges that what is unique about Shabbos, which is above time, is establishing a geographic place. How does this work? We have Shabbos, which is Kviyas Tchumin, establishing a place, a limited place, and then the reward is breaking through the place and getting a much bigger place. So Shabbos, which is above time, Mein Olam Haba, relates to establishing a geographic place. How does that work? So this is the Yesod Gadol Sheshamati mi Mori v'Rabbi Zechono Livracha. Mi sheyesh lo dalet amot shel tchum, mi shebonet et beito b'makom, b'mugdar, b'mesuyam, harei hu na'asa tel talpiyot lagoyim rabim, hanoharim u'mevakshim et derech ha'emet. מי שיש לו דלת אמות אישיות, יש לו עולם ומלואו. מענגי השבת נוחלים עולם בלי מיצרים. You establish your place, a Yaakov, a bias, you set the tchum, the reward is that you become a focal point of all of the goyim who come. All the goyim are going to come, like it says in Isaiah, the Beis Yaakov, and you're going to expand your influence and inheritance is going to expand beyond all borders. It says in the Pasuk Vayichanes Pnei Ir, Shetchila Amar Ve'Yavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shchem. It says in the parish of the Maharzu, Bereishis Rabba, Parshiyot Aleph. So it's mashma that originally he went into the city, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Yir Shechem. And then it says, Vayichan es pnei ha'ir v'lo ba'ir, the face of the city, but not the actual city. Vayichan v'hipuch otiyot v'yanach, she'asa hanacha shel Shabbat v'pnei ha'ir. He made a resting of Shabbos in the face of the city. Shebanav hayu im miknehu basadeh, uhutzrach la'arov sheyuchlu lavo etzlo b'Shabbat. His sons were with the cattle in the field, and he had to make an eruv in order that they should come to him on Shabbos. So he made a resting of Shabbos at the face of the city, which means that he was already in the city. Vayavo Yaakov Shalom Yir Shechem, he was nichnas latocho. But then Vayichan es pnei ha'ir, meaning the face of the city outside the city. Because what he did was, he put an eruv tchumin so that his sons could come to him on Shabbos. That's the tchum. He made an eruv tchumin that would allow his sons to come from outside the city. So you have two encampments, two vayichans, according to this Maharzu, based on the Medrash, that kava tchumin. Then number one, in the city, that's Yaakov, and number two, outside the city, his sons. And this fits with the dialectic duality of tchima, setting boundaries, borders, vihitparsut, an expansion. Mitzad echad, b'niyat habayit ha'le'umi, building the national home, the Beis HaMikdash, and B, all the goyim are going to flow there. Heyotal mirkaz le'enoshut me'idach ve'uya hatama zo she'te'aseh b'shchem. And it's fitting that this hatama of, on one hand, in the city, on the other hand, outside the city. On one hand, the building of our own national home for us, for the Jews. On the other hand, it's a center for mankind. The best place for this is Shechem. Because the yesod of Shechem is b'sela ha-machlokot. Ayin b'torah shleima b'bereshit lamed heyot chaf dalet. B'sefer atarei skula. The Yud Rozen. Bria aretz bet. Adar bet tavshin mem alef, chen hamakom, ve'amud 205, shehu zera hapur anuyot, shehit galgilu b'shchem. Shchem is about machlokes. That is the place of the disasters that happen. The nekama of Shimon and Levi, that they were punished, achalkem b'Yaakov, Ve'afitzeim b'Yisrael. I'm going to spread them out amongst Yaakov and Israel. The machlokes of Yosef and his brothers happened there. The machlokes of Avimelech and his brothers. The machlokes of Yeravam and Beis David. The word Shechem means part. This is a place of chelek, of partial. There are always going to be two sides. Shechem is a place of machlokes, as I meant those sources that I mentioned before speak about. Especially I mentioned the Sefer Chein HaMakom, a very beautiful Sefer on different places in Eretz Yisrael and the deeper pneumistic meanings. Ula meidach, af mashma'ut shel achdut yesh ba. On one hand, Shechem means chelek, part. On the other hand, it's also achdus, as we see in the verse in Tzfaniyah. Perek Gimel Pasuk Tet, Le'ovdo Shechem Echad, to serve God in unity, all together, Tzios Hashem Yishmol Vayishlach in page Yud Beis and Vayeshev page Peizayin, Lekutei Sasemis in Vayishlach page 45, Bishchem is Rashi Tevos, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, Malchus Hashem, Achdus, in the Lekutei Sfasemis in Parashas Lech Lecha, Beirus Hamayim Ferv Tzvi Ruminimanov, and also Maran Zatzal in the Igrot HaRaya, in Chele Gimel Amud Vav. Behora'a Kfula Zo, this dual meaning of Shechem, on one hand it means part, on the other hand it means unity. So that's the Shlemus of Shechem. Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. Rashbam El Ir Sheshma Shalem Iro Shel Shechem. This city has a Shlemus to it, the city of Shechem. Zehut Zo Shel Shalem V'Shechem. This identification, this being synonymous, this the fact that Shechem and Shalem are synonymous is discussed in the Medrash. Torah Shlema Bereishis Lamed Gimel Os Gimel. Ir Shechem Zo Yerushalayim. So this Vayavo Shalem, the Shlemus of Shechem, is a remez to Yerushalayim. Siyasa Shmos Rabbetes Vavches, Ner Nematnes Kahuna, Nagos Haradal. Hitrapsut vehitkansut, hitchalkut vehitachadut, hitmakdut vehitparzut meshutafim leShechem veliYerushalayim. So this notion of expansion and hitkansut, going in, going out, extending, and going inwards. Hitkansut is going inwards. Hitchalkut, being split up, v'hitachadut, and being united. Hitmakdut, being focused here, v'hitparzut, and expanding outwards, breaking through. That is common to Shechem and Yerushalayim. The Kedusha of Shiloh, in the Chelek of Yosef, is founded in Shechem, through Yaakov. Shekava hamakom b'kedusha me'en kedusha Shabbos, like the Pritzadik says. He says that this place is going to be holy like the holiness of Shabbos. So that's Kedusha Tchuma u'memuzgeret. That's Kedusha that's limited. That's Kedusha that's framed. But befoal, what happened after the Hakamas HaMishkan in Shiloh? You could eat Kachem b'chol melo ha'ayin, as far as the eye can see. Zvachim kof yedches amit beith. B'chinat ufaratzta, kachi af midata shel Yerushalayim. Mechad, mechitzot, tochmot et shitcha, ואין אוכלים קודשתך אלא בין חומותיה, אלא מאידך, פרזות תשב ירושלים במניין העתיד, כמה שרוצים בונים. So we have in Shechem that it's limited, it's tachum, it's ממוסגר, but בפועל, you can eat kachim as far as the eye can see. That's expansion. So you see this notion of being focused on one place, limited, and then expansive. You see that in Shechem. It's like you see in Shechem the idea of unity together with the idea of Hischalkus. That's the word Shechem means. Right? It means part, and it also means unity. Lavdo Shechem Echad. This is the place of Machlokes, but it's also the place of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Aleh Olam Vod. And we find this also by Yerushalayim. On one hand, there are mechitzas that surround Yerushalayim, and you're only allowed to eat kachim within the walls of Jerusalem. On the other hand, Yerushalayim can expand as far as we want. Kama Sherotzim Bonim, Baba Basu, Ayin Helm Beg, Zubarash Bam. And look also in Shir Hashirim Rabba, Zayin, Atida Yerushalayim Lehitrachev, Vela'alot, Veliyot Magat, Ad Kisei HaKavod. Yerushalayim is going to reach even the Kisei HaKavod. Yerushalayim is going to be so expansive. Seen Lekutei Sfasemis, page 44, Dibra Maschel Bayavo Yaakov, Deep Mahalchim. Metach Pnimi Ze Ben Hit Pashtut Lehit Kavtsut. So this internal tension between expansiveness and being contracted, just like we find in space, we also find this in time. And this is alluded to in the Ramban, Shmos Perakraf Pasuk Ches, Midas Zohar Ramzu B'mitzvah Seh V'yotze M'midas Ahava, U'midas Shamor K'mitzvah Leisa Seh V'yotze M'midas Hayira. Zohar is Aseh. Shamor is lo ta'aseh. Zachor. Is love. Mitzvah's essay says the Ramban is love. And Shamor is fear. Yira. Lo ta'aseh is yira. And this is explained by Maran, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Bepachat Yitzchak B'Ma'amar Bet, Otiyot Bet V'Gimel. Kishem Shematzinu B'Teva, Kochot HaPoalim Al HaChomer, Bekivun Shel Hitpashtut, Ulumatam Kochot HaPoalim Al HaChomer, Bekivun Shel Hitkavtzut. Kmo Ken Matzanu B'Nefesh, B'Avodat Hashem, Ki Ava Poelet Hi Al HaNefesh, Bekivun Shel Hitpashtut. כוחותיה לכבוד שמיים, והיראה פועלת היא על הנפש בכיוון של התכווצות כוחותיה לכבוד שמיים. So we find in nature that there are certain kochos that are expansive, and there are certain kochos that are contractive. So do we find in the soul of man, in Avodas Hashem. Because love is poel on the nefesh in the direction of his spashtus hakochos, lekavod shamayim. And fear is contracts a person. Oh, I'm afraid. I don't want to move. On Shabbos, they both work together. His kavtzus and his pashtus. Shamor v'zachor b'dibor echad namru. The shamor, the shlila, the losase, the don't, the yira, was said in the same breath as the do, the zachor, the ahava. They work together. You feel both on Shabbos. Maran Zitzel says, and Charlap has a maimer where he says the same thing. That on Shabbos you taste in the los aseis the aseis, and the aseis you taste the los aseis. The ava and the yira come together on Shabbos. Mikan ha'amaka b'munachei ha'torah. Vayivarech Elokim et yom ha'shvi'i, vayikadesh oto. Bracha shel tosefet v'hitpashtut. Kiddusha shel himanut v'hitkavtzut. So you have this concept of God blessing the seventh day and sanctifying it. On one hand, you have a bracha. Bracha is tosefes. Bracha is an addition. Bracha is expansion. That's vayavarech. And then you have vayekadesh. The Kiddusha of Shabbos, which is Himan'ut, which is not doing, which is Hitkavtzut, which is contracting. See Rashi there in the Gur Aryeh of the Maharal, that on one hand the Vayavarech is the man, they were blessed with the man. It fell double on Friday. On the other hand, Vayakadesh, it didn't fall on Shabbos. The Kedusha of Tosefes and Hispashtus, and the Kedusha of Himanut v'Hitkavtzut. The Haftach of Yeshaya, V'dvar Nachlat Yaakov Avicha, Hatzfuna L'Shomrei Shvi'i, Af Hi Mityacheset L'Shniyut Shel Makom Uzman. Shniyut Zo, Matzat Bituya B'Shimush HaKafur, HaMekori V'Amushal, B'Shoresh Nachal. So this Haftach of Yeshaya of Nachlas Yaakov Avinu, Avicha, for those who keep Shabbos, also relates to this duality of time and space. And this is found in the dual usage of the term nachal. Nachal relates to the ground. L'fi shebimei kedem hechziku bekarka al yidei kriya v'chafira. Nachal is a stream, and therefore nachal relates to the ground, because how would they machzik the ground? By digging, and under that you have water. And that quote I had was from Mandelkorn in Heichal HaKodesh. And see also the dictionary of Ben Yehuda. And Rav Hirsch, Shmos Tesvav Yitzayin, speaks about this Zerem HaYerusha Over Midor L'Dor, and also in Tehillim, Perik Beis Pasuk Ches of Rav Hirsch's parish. However, Nachala is not only Karka, it's not only an inheritance of land, but it also relates to spiritual things. Now, it's true that in the Lashon HaMikra, we don't find, except in one place, the concept of Nachala in relationship to time. That's where we find in Eov, in chapter 7, verse 3, Kein hinchalti li yarchei shav, a nachla of months that were for naught, says Job. And it is used in a borrowed term, legabe Torah, nachalti edotecha leolam, tehilim kuf yutet kuf yudalev. We also have it legabe erkei, because that's legabe Torah. We have it legabe value of honor, kavod chachamim yinchalu, or foolishness, nachalu ptaim yivelet. That's mishle gimel amrei, and mishle yudal yudches. We have nachal legabe avodas hamikdash, ki kihunat Hashem nachalato, Yeshua 18:7. Other places as well. So, when it comes to the Mikra, Torah, the Nachal is land, and only in one place it means time. In other places it means Torah, it means honor, it means Avodas HaMikdash. However, in the Lashon of Chachamim, Nachal relates to time a lot. V'hanchileinu be'ahava uv'ratzon, be'ahava uv'ratzon hinchaltanu. So you see again and again the Nachala referring to time. See also Teferes Shleim in the second volume, Chafeyam Beis, in the Sfasemes Vayikra 146 and Bamidbar 150, in the Pachad Yitzchak Shabbos page 92, the Bnei Yisachar, the Zayin Amid Bey, similarly in the Sfas Emes and Vigor 116, Brachos 51, 152. Omnam Ken, and also it's interesting, the word Olam. Olam means forever in the Tanakh. It first says, B'shum akom b'tanakh ein olam perishot teva. It doesn't mean the world. But in Lashon Chachamim, Olam is the world. In Lashon of the Torah, Olam is forever. Yeah, Olam Ba'ad Olam. אמנם כן, השימוש שנעשה במקרא ובדברי חז"ל בשורשים נחל, עולם הרי הוא סיוע נוסף להנחה כי זמן ומקום דבר אחד בסיסי, it's beautiful. I want a nachal as a place. On the other hand, we use it in the context of time. Olam is place. On the other hand, it really means time. The Torah nachal is olam is time is olam is time forever in the Torah. Lashon Chachamim means space. So you see again this relationship, like we saw before in the Maharal, ki zman u'makom him davar echad. כשבחר ישעיהו את המושג נחלה כשכר לשובתים בשביעי, הייתה כוונתו כפולה. מי שמתנחל בנחלת השבת, והרי יש בשביתת משבת רגליך, like Yaakov did when he came to Shechem, when Yeshaya chose the musag of nachala, nachalas Yaakov avinu, for those who rest on the seventh day, he had a dual kavana. Somebody who rests in the Nachal of Shabbos, and Shabbos is Mishabbat Raglecha, your legs don't go, because of the contraction of the space of his Nachala, so you are Zoche le Nachalat Yaakov HaMitrachevet. He is Zoche to the Nachal of Yaakov, that's expansive. כזו שנתברך בה יעקב בהיותו במקום המצטמצם ומתקפל עד לנקודת אבן השתייה ומתפשט והולך עד סוף העולם. You're זוכת to the Nachlas Yaakov that's Misrachev, like Yaakov was blessed when he was in this place, מקום המצטמצם ומתקפל, until the point of the אבן השתייה. And the Evan Ashtia, like we see Rashi, Yuma Nun Dalet Amud Beis, expands at Sof HaOlam. That's Yaakov. He was contracted to one place, and then his Nachala is the whole world. It says in Yuma Nun Dalet, V'shtiyah ita nikrei Tana shemimenu hu shtat HaOlam. Tana kama damar mitzion nivra HaOlam. That's the Nachal of Yaakov. He's mitzumtzum to his place, and then it's misrachev to the whole world. Hashimush b'musag hanachala. Hanchala. Legabei Shabbat hazman. Hu ba'al panim ma'amikot. Ve'ilu legabei Shabbat hamakom, Shabbat haaretz, dvarim kifashtam. Kol inyana harishoni shel hanachala biyachas la'adama hu ba. ובאה נחלת שבת בשנת השמיטה על דרך הפשט. So by Shabbos, you have to take nachala, and pashtus, it means land, and then we see it also relates to space, it relates to spiritual things. In addition to relating to land. ונחילנו באב ורצון, ובשבא ורצון נחלתנו, etc., like we quoted before. So it relates to time and to space. When it comes to Shviyas, it's Pashut. The Nachala is the space. That's what the original meaning of Nachala means, a place. And therefore, the Nachala's Shabbos of the seventh year is Pashut. The Nachala of the seventh year is the portion of Eretz Yisrael in the seventh year, which is Shabbos, a whole year of Shabbos Haaretz. The Nachala is resting. And it also has the yisod hamitztamtzem, you're not working, contraction. And then there is the yisod haporetz et hagvulot. Ma poretz? Haporetz et gvulot habaalut hapratit umitashtesh et hakinyan haishi. So it's expansive because now your land belongs to everybody. It breaks through personal kinyanim, and your land belongs to everybody. The inyan ha-pnimi of the Nachla of Shviyas is alluded to in the Zohar HaChadosh, the beginning of Parashas Behar. Amar Reb Shimon, la'anchilo avai yesh. What's yesh? Yesh is a Rashi Tevis. Yovel Shmita explains this Vasemes based on the Mishnah and Avis. This is Vasemes in Vayikra, page 195. Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu alav shalom ochlim be'olam hazeh ve'nochalim le'olam haba ki dechtiv lahanchil ohavai yesh ve'otzotehem amale. שהקדוש ברוך הוא נתן ארץ ישראל לנו לנחלה, כדי לקיים ושבתה הארץ שבת לשם. והקנה הקדוש ברוך הוא לנו ארץ ישראל, כדי להקנותה אליו. וזה הרמז להנחיל אוהבה יש, שזה הנחלה על ידי שמיטין ויובלות. שמבטלין הכל על השורש והעין, ובזה נתקיים הנחלה בידם. בכל קיום היש על ידי יובל ושמיטה הוא הביטול. Beautiful. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael as a nachala in order that we should be mekayim b'shav sar Shabbos Lam not to work. He gave it to us to give it back to him. La'anchilo avayesh, yovel shmita. You're mevatel everything. You're not working. And you're giving it back to the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's how we get to keep it. That's how Eretz Yisrael is a nachala. By not working, by giving the land to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives it to us. La'anchil ohavai yesh. Yesh is yovel and shmita. In the source of not working, we receive this nachala. הדגשת הנחלה משמעה ירושה בעין, רכוש המועבר לזוכה ומתבטא במושג הישות, יש. והנה כל מציאותן של השמיטה והיובל אינה אלא ביטול נחלת הבעלות, סילוק הקניין הפרטי, התמקדות והתפרצות הבאים כאחד. נחלה is a ירושה בעין. It's given to the person who merits the Yerusha. And it's expressed with the concept of Yeshus, Yesh. The whole Metzius of Shemitah and Yovel is Bitol Nachalas Habailus. It's the removal of the personal kinyan. There's a Yesh, and then from this Yesh we come to Ein, or Mevatel, what we have. So on one hand, it's hitmakdut, and then hitparzut. Because there's no more kinyan prati. Now, we give it to everybody. I have my own portion. I was zoche in this. And now I'm giving it out to everybody. So that's hitmakdut. It's memukad, it's focused, it's mine. And then it's parzut, and then it breaks out, and everybody gets it. That's what happens on Shemitah, and that's what happens on Shabbos. Yediat nevonim zo, shel achdut zman ha-makom, v'hanachala ha-meshutefet l'shneihem, mekabelet b'shabtoteha shel ha-shvi'it mashmaut amuka. Kol ha-atzma shel ha-rkava zo, shabtoteha shel ha-shvi'it, miyesodam shel ha-zman v'ha-makom hi-chatzuva. B'shituf ha-horaa shel nachala, הן על השבת המתקדשת, והן על הארץ המשמתת, נעשה האדם שותף לקדוש ברוך הוא בקידוש שבת הימים בשנת שבת הארץ. How beautiful, now we understand the unity of time and space, the nachala that relates to both of them, and that gives a deeper meaning to the Shabbos of Shavuos. Shabbos and Shavuos, the Shabbos of Shavuos is rooted, is founded in time and space together. The Nachala, the double meaning of Nachala, that relates to Shabbos and it relates to Shavuos, to the seventh year. And in that way, by keeping these two, we become partners to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in sanctifying the Shabbos of the days and the Shabbos of the land. How beautiful. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll be zoche to continue with this amazing series. Shalom, shalom.